Well, good evening, everybody. My name is David Litt. I'm in charge of sales and marketing for Purium and calling in from Colorado tonight. We heard people calling in from all over. I heard St. Louis and Alaska, New Jersey, Idaho, Michigan. I heard Kansas City, so other side of Missouri, Kansas over there, Florida, California, Maryland, Utah, Alabama, Hawaii, Tennessee, Virginia, Iowa, New York, Illinois, all over Canada. So glad that you're listening no matter where it is that you've called in from. It's going to be a really fun call, a special treat. We've got our owner, Amy Benner-Hamdy, on the line. And before we get to Amy and the training, I just wanted to share a couple of updates just to plug you in on what's happening. And hopefully you've been getting your email blasts or checking us out on Facebook. But there's a lot of buzz going on around Purium, mostly around our new athletes products and the concept of Activate to Awesome, and the testimonials are starting to roll in. And if you have been using the products and have a personal testimonial or want to share a little bit of your athletic lifestyle, just use that hashtag Activate to Awesome, and you could be winning a special social media prize that we give away every month. This month it's around the hashtag Activate to Awesome. And we've got a lot happening with our athletes products. We've got a new athletes product brochure. The electronic version is online and available. It's in your back office. We put it on the email blast as well. It's on your phone app. And any of the new tools, you have to log off of your phone app and then log back in, and then you'll see the new tools. So athletes brochure is there. Our new tear pad is updated and back there electronically as well. And the printed versions will be available here shortly on both the athlete's product brochure and the new tear pad. So lots happening with products. If you want to learn more about the athlete's products, join tomorrow night. David Sandoval, our other owner, does his Wednesday night Purium Lifestyle call, and he's going to be talking a good bit about the athlete's products, especially how to build muscle and, talking about using the pre-workout and the post-workout regimen to the max. So always good information on those Wednesday night calls, but it's Tuesday night, and there's always good information on a Tuesday night call, especially when I have a special guest owner, Amy Benner-Hamdy, on the line. So Amy, welcome. Thanks so much for being on this call tonight.
Hi, David. Hi, everybody. Thanks so much for inviting me on. Excited to be here.
Yeah, well, good. Well, we cover a mix of things on our Tuesday night training calls, and sometimes we go through, nuts and bolts things, really granular, kind of how to prospect or, how to handle objections or those kinds of things. And other times we talk about bigger picture stuff, and I really like these bigger picture calls because, there's a lot of relevance to your Purium business, but also a lot of relevance to your life outside of Purium, and I think that that's one of the things that's a great part of being, in this community is to have different people sharing their thoughts and sharing their wisdom and, giving a different perspective on things. And Amy, you have such a unique perspective, and, your success in your business career and your success in your home life and other things just continue to evolve. And I know that a big part of that is your why and what motivates you and what's kept you so engaged for so many years on this mission, the Million Mom Movement mission. And so it's just it's a great opportunity to have you to share a little bit about, your why, maybe a little bit about some other stories of other people and, your perspective on the concept of building your why and why that's important in your business and your life. So I'm just going to turn it over to you, listen in, and jump in every once in a while to ask some questions, but, why don't you share, if you could, your thoughts about the importance of creating a why and how that's motivated your life and how it can motivate anybody.
Awesome. Well, thanks so much. And there's a saying that everybody knows I like quotes, but there's a saying that I really like by Mark Twain, and it says, the two most important days in your life are the day that you were born and the day that you discover your why. And, you know, years ago when I heard that quote, like, I didn't really understand it. You know, it took me years of kind of delving into personal development and really trying to peel back the onion on myself to figure out, like, exactly what has been driving me all these years. Like, I thought I knew it, you know, I thought I knew it, but then to really get down to the core, and it's kind of interesting when you get down to the core of what's really driving you, it can be in a really emotional place. And sometimes, you know, as we're driving through life, we may not want to be in that emotional place. And so it's easier to stay focused on some logical whys, more so than really drilling down and getting into that emotional why. But depending on whatever level you're ready to focus on, and I truly believe that ourselves and the lives that we live and the businesses that we run and the teams that we lead, it's all about, you know, it's all about growth. It's all about having that growth mindset and being in growth all the time. And it's interesting because if anybody has little children, there was a study that came out that said 4-year-old children ask approximately 400 questions a day. So if anybody has small children, I have an 8- and a 9-year-old, and they ask a lot of questions, but they're at school, so they're asking their teacher now most of the time, not me. But I remember those days when they were asking questions, and everything was why. But as we move into adulthood, for some reason, we disassociate with that. We disassociate with the why, and we focus on the how, and we focus on the what. But really, if you can think about this in concentric circles, everybody knows what concentric circles are. They're like rings inside of each other. So the what is really totally on the outside, like what do you do? Then the next ring on the inside is the how. How do you do it? But really the core and the focus of what we're going to talk about tonight, it's that why. Why we do it. Because if you know why you're doing it, and you can even move yourself from a logical why that you're doing it and tap in to the real emotional why you're doing it, that will be the most empowering thing you can do for yourself as a person and as a business leader. Because oftentimes, we're on a mission. We know what we want to accomplish. Our head gets involved and we say, I have a goal. And here's just a case example for you. This isn't my why. This is just a case. I want to make X number of dollars a month. Okay, well, that's pretty logical. I want to make X number of dollars a month. And then, so you start doing all the tasks and the tips and the techniques that you have to do to say, make that $5,000 a month because that's your goal that's really going to change your life. But then hurdles get in the way. Obstacles come up and you start to question that logical sense of I need to make this much money a month. But if you can really, if you peel back that layer of the onion and say you're a parent and what you're really trying to do, you've logically quantified this of I want to make $5,000 a month, but really what you want to do is you want to have security for your children. You want to have, you know, you want to clothe them. You want to feed them. You want to have a house that they can come home to at night. You want to have a car that you can take them to school and their activities. So then that becomes the next layer. Okay, this is what I want. But really, when you boil all that down is you want to provide security. You want to be there. You want to give your children a wonderful life. And so when you can boil it down and get to that root core emotional piece, when the obstacles come, when the hurdles come, you can push them aside and you can keep going because you've tapped in to that powerful place. You've tapped in to that place that is going to motivate you to keep you going and to propel you forward when you think you're going to get blocked. Well, I want to tell you about, you know, most all of you know Riyadh, my husband. He has one of the most powerful whys out there in the world. And he really defied odds, you know, when he tells his story, and sometimes I can't get through the story without crying, is that his why was so big. His why when he first came to America was so big that he really risked being homeless, risked dying in Los Angeles, California with no friends and no family and no way that anyone could contact his parents. But his why was so large that he wanted to take care of his family. He wanted to take care of his mom who had struggled, who he'd seen his mother struggle for 27 years, not having food and everyone living in one room together in one house and not having all the amenities that she deserved and not having the necessities that she deserved. His why was so great that he came to America and he stayed when all of his friends that were on his tour went home and he didn't know the language. He didn't have any money. In fact, he had $2 in his pocket and he had no friends, no family. And the only thing he knew was job. And so despite all the fears, despite all the obstacles, despite literally wondering, is there's a possibility I could get mugged, I could be homeless, I could die out here on the streets, he persevered. He persevered because his why was that strong. And so that's a big why, that he wants to take care. He wanted to take care of his family, and he persevered. And so sometimes we have very specific whys. Sometimes the whys can be logical to start, and then I challenge you to dig down and open up and figure out that emotional piece. Or sometimes they can be very big, overarching whys. And my why was a little bit more overarching. And as I've gone through the last several years of my life, I've kind of discovered a little more what that was. And it started out that I always knew I wanted to help people. I always knew I wanted to help people. But as I discover and dig down a little deeper, what I really want to do is I want to take away pain from people. I don't want people to experience pain, and there's many forms of pain, and that's why Purium is so amazing, that you can tap into this, and we offer these solutions on so many levels, and it really is fulfilling my why, because I just want to take pain away from people, because I've been in some pain myself, and I think that's what, as different as Dave Sandemal and I are, we have such a common ground in this one area, is that we've experienced some pain in our lives. And I'm sure everyone can relate to that. Everyone has experienced pain in their lives. And, there's really two root emotions. There's love and then there's fear. And, I want to get everybody back to love. I want to get everybody back to hope and out of fear. And so when I met Dave Sandoval, and he helped me in a painful place with my self-esteem, with my nutrition, with my skin. And I saw what it could do, and I saw the profound changes that it could make. That's what became my why. If I could help one person, if I could help 100 people, if I could help 10,000 people, that's what I wanted to do, because I never wanted anyone else to experience that hurt and that pain that I felt, because I just didn't know. I didn't know what nutrition could do for me. And so fast forward all these years working so hard despite many odds. Now, I didn't face death. I didn't face not having any friends or family that I could contact like Riad did when he was here and alone in California on Hollywood Boulevard. I faced financial hardships, that's for sure, but I never had just $2 in my pocket. But I did face maybe potentially bankruptcy, and we did face ridicule, and we did face, really high hurdles that we had to figure out how to strive over, how to jump over. But because I really would do anything and to take away someone's pain, it was totally worth it to me. It was totally worth it to get to hunker down and figure it out and to keep going, because I knew, I was felt so strongly, I knew the profound change that had happened in my life by having these foods, that I had to do whatever it took to get these foods out to people. And so that is my why, is to help people. It's my why to connect with people, and it's my why to take away pain from people. And with Purium, if any of that resonates at all with any of you, we have such an amazing solution, a three-prong approach here. We have solutions that help people with their health. I mean, we all know that. We have solutions that help people take away pain in their finances, which is really the number one stressor out there. Finances are the number one stressor. And then something that I've tapped into more recently is that we are in pain because we need love and connection. We need love and connection. We need to be in a community with others. And so that is, again, what Purium provides. It provides this amazing community where we can be fed with like-minded individuals wanting to go out and change the world. And so when we're maybe doubting our why, when we're maybe doubting our own personal capabilities, you have somebody right there to remind you of it, to pick you up when you stumbled and to help you along the way. So your why is important. And sometimes, again, it can be pretty specific, or sometimes it can be really big and overarching. And it's okay for your why to change. And I really think that it's a great thing to personally assess your why and to peel back the onion and to really dig down to that emotional connection level. And when you do that, it's really powerful and it's really unstoppable.
Well, thanks for sharing so openly your heart, Amy, and you know, your why and what moves you, and why you're so connected to this business and have been for 20 years and continue to put your blood, sweat, tears, heart, soul into it. And I heard somebody talking the other night, and it was actually an athlete. He was talking on a sports show, and it was interesting. His comment was pretty spot on, a little different perspective than what you just shared. But what he said was, you don't get burned out from what you do. You get burned out because you forget why you're doing it. And so it was kind of an interesting perspective, like, because he worked so hard. You know, he was somebody who wasn't really expected to make it. And, you know, he had to transfer colleges and he got hurt and all these, you know, again, everybody has their own trials and tribulations. Riad's story is about as profound as anybody's I've ever heard, but all of us struggle and all of us find hardship and all of us, you know, find bumps in the road. And so, you know, to hear this guy say, hey, you know, I never really got burned out because I always knew why I was doing it. And, you know, he was doing it to help his mom and to help his family get out of poverty. And, you know, it was a big issue for him, kind of like Riad's story, actually. So, you know, I think that your why can motivate and inspire you to the highest level. And it also can get you through those tough times. And I know that a big part of your story, Amy, has been about persistence. Is there any connection that you feel or think is important to share about, you know, your why and persistence and anything that comes to mind on that?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many times that, you know, you want to give up. I mean, it's happened. It's happened over the 20-something years that we've been in business. Is something really, you get a setback, you know, you get hurt, something doesn't go the way that you had planned. But then, you know, you recover from that and you kind of center yourself and you remember why you're doing it, that you're not, like, for me, I'm not doing it for me. you know, I'm doing it for others. I'm committed to this because I wanted to help others. And so, yeah, whatever might have just happened didn't feel good to me, but I'm going to learn from it. And I think if you can stay in that growth mindset, that you're going to learn from everything that happens to you. and you're going to reconnect it, you know, back to your why, stay strong and why you're doing it. Why did you originally join this business? Why did you originally say, I'm going to do this? Who, you know, did you want to help? What did you want to do? You know, get really centered and connected back to that and stay with an open mind that you, it's a journey. You're learning from everything that is happening to you, good or bad, and you just stay persistent. You just get you get right back up and you try it again. And this time, because maybe you've gotten knocked down in the past, or you've just gotten knocked down, but you get right back up and you're more equipped to deal with whatever that thing is. And so it's not going to hit you as hard the next time it comes. So, you know, focusing on that why, remember what you're doing it for. You know, they say if your why doesn't make you cry, it's not strong enough. So again, that is just a metaphor for tapping into the emotional piece of why you're doing it, and just, you know, get real heart-centered on why you're doing it and just keep going. I mean, I know that's what has kept me motivated during tough times, to just keep going, because I know that there's so many people out there that need what we have, and they're not going to know about it if we're not here, you know, spreading the message. So that has kept me extremely persistent in what I'm doing and what I'm doing, even if I've, you know, felt like I've gotten knocked down the day before.
Nice. Yeah. You know, I think there are some really interesting moments in your Purium career that can happen. And one of those moments is the moment that Amy was just describing, which is where it suddenly changes from doing it for your own reasons. And it's, for most people, it starts out doing it for your own reasons. You want to lose weight. You want to get healthier. You want to work out more. You want to make some money. You know, maybe you have some specific materialistic goal as far as, you know, getting out of debt, or, you know, starting to save for your kids' college or whatever it may be. And it starts to get bigger than that, where it starts to really get deeper as to, you know, what it means for you to be a parent. So it's not just about the, you know, starting to save for college in kind of a logical way, but it starts to become, hey, you know, if I had a little bit more financially, you know, these are the sorts of things I can provide, the kind of security, the kind of opportunities, the kind of experiences for my kids. And then it starts to grow sometimes beyond just what you're doing for yourself and your family, but then it starts to grow to a point where you start to see people whose health changes. You know, you start to see people thank you and hear people thank you for changing their lives in a way that's really powerful. And you know, I get the opportunity to do the support calls. And, you know, it's always fun to hear these stories unfiltered of people who, you know, were struggling and figured out, you know, a new path. And so, you know, this business is such a great vehicle for so many people on so many levels. But I love what you shared, Amy, about, you know, the deeper you go in understanding kind of your motivation and being able to connect with other people and share love and, you know, those kinds of things, then the business becomes even more meaningful, and it creates this cycle where, you know, then you're even more motivated to handing out a gift card becomes a gift versus, you know, a chore, becomes a, you know, something that you really want to do to help somebody else instead of being scared to do because, you know, you're kind of in your own head. So thanks for sharing, you know, all of that. Is there any last thoughts you have about wrapping this up as far as, you know, the importance of creating a why or anything else that you wanted to share?
You know, Riyadh says this all the time, that life is, it's opportunities and difficulties mixed together, you know, and really like looking at that and saying that the difficulties, they're going to come. It's a given. It is a given that there are going to be difficulties on your journey of this thing we call life. But if you just can stay convicted and, I mean, I'm, maybe more vulnerable at this point in my life, you know, 5'8", 10 years ago, I certainly wasn't. But what I've realized is by becoming more vulnerable, trying to tap more in to that emotional piece of it, it's super powerful. It is one of the most empowering things I've done in my career. And it's helped me, you know, to really stay dialed in. And when things get really rough, just to say, it is okay. It is part of the process. It's the difficulty. And I'm just going to keep going because people out there need this, and they need me, and they need every single one of you on this call and beyond. So thanks for giving me the opportunity to share here tonight, and I really appreciate you letting me be on your call, David.
Well, awesome. Well, I love that concentric circle, you know, that ripple that you were sharing, and I think it gives somebody, everybody on the call, just a really simple thing to go back to, which is if you're having problems with the what, if you're having problems with the how, dive deeper into the why, and if you're still having problems, dive deeper into that circle, into your emotional why, and you know that's what's going to give you the power, that's what's going to give you the engine to keep going, and then you'll figure it out. And you know, as a company, we're really excited and coming through, you know, to an opportunity here at convention and the back half of the year that I can tell you we are going to change so many lives in such a deep and powerful way. And so, yeah, I'm excited to work long, 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 hard hours because I know that, you know, we're going to make a real impact on lots of people. We already have. But we've just scratched the surface. We really have just scratched the surface as what's about to happen. So looking forward to you know, hearing you on tomorrow night's call, looking forward to seeing you at the big convention in Dallas, and looking forward to changing lots of lives. So thanks, Amy, for sharing tonight. It was fantastic training. Thanks, everybody, for listening in. If you liked what you heard, I recorded it. So it's going to be in the back office, going to be in your phone app. Tell all your team to listen in, and they can hear this information absolutely free. Part of the value of being part of the community. So thanks, everybody. We will catch you tomorrow night. David Sandoval, Purium Lifestyle Call. And if you haven't tried those athletes products, you need to do that. Talk to you soon. Bye.